Watering too much or too little or just enough? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Watering too much or too little or just enough? I have a grandmother, long since moved on to her next dimension, and I'd visit her in her home in Kingston, Illinois. And in her home, she had many plants. Oh, she had the plants that grow no matter what you do to them. And she had a lot of gentle plants. She had a lot of beautiful plants that were very sensitive to the sun and to the air. And she had a very loving way of handling them. She was a very gruff lady. She lived a very tough life that she made for herself. It didn't have to be so tough, but she made it that way. And she did all the things that all the other women did, but she did it with so much enthusiasm and so much gusto that she made it into a big job. Whereas the other ladies would do their laundry and they'd do their work and they'd do their things, but they would just do it as a matter of fact, and then as soon as they were done, they would put some lotion on their hands and go out to do some shopping. And as they shopped, they would visit with their neighbors, and they made a very pleasant thing out of it. But Grandma Cammer was a very tough old girl, and she was a good one. But she had a tenderness for plants. And I was visiting her often as a preteen, and it was a very fascinating experience to be there at her home. She had many windows in the front and the side of her home. And she had a big floor furnace that blew air up all through the house and kept everything rather dry in the wintertime. Well, the flowers that she had in the front window, where they received the medium amount of light, were the flowers that were the tender ones. And these tender flowers were very sensitive to water, sensitive to light, sensitive to everything. So long ago, I have long forgotten what the names of these flowers are, but they were very sensitive flowers. Well, every day, Grandma would go with her sprinkling can with the little holes on the tip of the spout, and she would sprinkle just a little bit of water on each of these plants. And she would sprinkle water so that they would just always have a moist soil that they lived in. And the plants just glorified in this love that Grandma gave them. They just felt so good. They grew, not in great strides, but just continual growing. It seemed as though every day I looked at those plants, they had fresh sprouts about them, fresh shoots that were coming out, and oftentimes little blossoms would come out, flowers, and they were just glorious and beautiful to watch. And then when I'd go over to the sunny side of the house where it was bright and sunny, she would have all these heavy-duty plants that could handle anything. And once a week, she would go to them, and she would flood them with water, and she would make the pot all wet all the way from top to bottom. And sometimes it even run over a little bit down below. But she had that to a science, too, so she wouldn't overdo that. And they grew just beautifully, too. These plants, even though it, after a day of being watered, and the heat in the room dried them up, and there was no more water in their pot, they just flourished because they took the water into their leaves. They took the water into their stems, and they took the water into themselves, and they retained that until the next watering. Just like plants outside do. Plants that are out in the desert or out on the hillside or out in the forest. They don't have water all the time. They don't have things, and they retain this. Well, Grandma knew that. She knew all the idiosyncrasies of plants, and she knew how to get the best out of them. And then she'd say, okay, Now, Herbie, you go and you water the plants. So I would go and I'd water the plants. And I would water them so wonderfully. And the plants, the little ones, I said, hey, Grandma doesn't give you enough water. I'm going to give you a little more. And so I would give them a little more. And then Grandma would come by at an hour or two later after I'd watered them. And she'd say, Herbie, come here once. And she'd have me look at the plants. She said, now, they're not accustomed to getting so much water. Now, I thought that you watched me when I watered, and you watched how much water I put on. And I didn't put a great deal on, just a little bit. But I do it every day. And every day, they're fresh and bright and cheery. And these plants over here, I water once a week, and I just put lots of water on, but just once a week. Now, you have watered these plants in all the windows every single day, and you have flooded them out. And the plants that are not used to so much water are beginning to get soggy and get plant disease about them. And the plants in the front window that get just a little water every day, you gave them a little more than they should have. And so the leaves and the branches and the twigs and the parts of the plant just didn't know how to handle that. And so they grew in an awkward way. It's interesting. Watering too much, too little, just enough is an art. And it's very important for us to water ourselves. And we say, I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. Now, how often do we say that? Well, we say it in the beginning all the time. We say it night and day. We say it around the clock. We say it so that we are always saying it. And then we get involved in other things, and our mind is taken away from saying it. But when we stop doing the other thing, instantly, the thought comes back to us, I am divine order, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace. You see, it comes back to us. It comes back to us. It comes back to us. I like me, I'm divine order and peace. I like me, I'm divine order and peace. I like me, I'm divine order and peace. And then, as we are drawn away with our attention to other things, in the background, because we have trained ourselves with this, it's playing there. It's playing there. Now, the overloading of our brain with something, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, and shouting and screaming it and hollering it, and that's okay. But that's only good for a short time. Doing it any longer than that, and you have a problem, because your whole body just does not want to put up with that. It does not want to put up with that intensified activity. It doesn't want to put up with too much water. And it drowns itself with too much water. And so you have to learn how to do that. How much attention to give, I like me, I am divine order, I am peace. How much attention to give to that statement. And whether in giving that to the statement is going to bring great results or not, this is something you have to be very careful about. And when you give that attention to it, then you can be sure wonderful things are going to happen. But it's a matter of training ourselves how to do it. Now you say, I get a little tired of saying it. No, you don't get tired of saying it. You get tired of realizing that you haven't made it yours 100%. And make it yours 100%. And children say, I hate playing the piano. It bothers them. I hate doing mathematics tables. It bothers them. But as they do it, and they make it theirs, then it is theirs forever, for life. 2 times 2 is always 4. All of our life, we don't have to think about it again. We know it. Should ever 2 times 2 come up as a symbol, should any mathematical symbol come up, we know it, because we've learned it and studied it, and we've made it ours. And so it is with watering the garden of our heart. We water it with these beautiful concepts, these beautiful ideas, and we say, I like me, all is in divine order, I am peace. We say it again and again and again, and we empower it, we encourage it, we don't ground it, we don't kill it, we give it just the right amount. Just the right amount for the environment in which it is, for the type of plant it is. And you watch. As you make this statement yours, as you learn how to water your garden, as you learn how to water the plants in your tree box, and however you do it, as you learn, you'll find it'll become part of your nature, just like it's part of your nature to do what is right and good and beautiful at all times. It is part of your nature to brush your teeth. It's part of your nature to stop at a stop sign. It's part of your nature to do lovely things. It's part of your nature to say, I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. This is the part of our nature that is very important to all of us, and something that each one of us choose to make ours right now. It's a simple thing, but it's a very important thing. Watering too much or too little, or just enough. That's the true art of it all, isn't it? This is where we stand, isn't it? In this activity of life now, recognize that this instant illumination can be an every moment illumination. As you say, I like me, I am divine order, I am peace. Such it is as I say to you, I love you, I love you, I love you.